Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rothman. A teen boy has been killed in a shooting.
Police say 15-year-old Taiwan Green died in the incident on Richmond Avenue early Thursday morning. Happened in a parking lot, and a person of interest is in custody. There's no word on what led to the shooting, but Green is the 14th child killed this year in Kansas City, which makes up more than 10% of the city's homicides this year. I'm Brady Dixon.
A teen boy has been killed in a shooting in Kansas City. A new Kansas bicycle map is available. Whether you're looking to cycle from one county to the next or across the entire state, the new 2023-2025 Kansas bicycle map has a lot to offer those planning a short trip or a long ride. Get yours at ksdot.gov. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com.
It's important to know who's who in your livestock operation. Get them tagged with help from Valley Vet Supply for easy individual animal identification. Valley Vet has the best cattle ear tags on the market, including Z-Tags, Y-Tex, Allflex, and other trusted brands, as well as supplies for goat and sheep ear tagging and feedlot tags. In addition to ear tags, you'll find the tools you need, like the proper ear tag applicators, replacement parts, markers, and ink. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly kicked off the 8th annual Kansas Governor's Summit on Agricultural Growth, a meeting of more than 400 leaders representing various agricultural interests across Kansas. Governor Kelly touted the importance of the industry to Kansas. In 2022, agriculture contributed over $76 billion to the Kansas economy and fueled over 250,000 jobs and 14% of Kansas's workforce. Earlier this week, she announced that Kansas exported nearly $5.5 billion of agricultural goods, the most in the state's history. Governor Kelly said that despite the many hurdles thrown at Kansas, including the ongoing drought which has devastated this summer's wheat harvest, the Kansas ag industry remains strong. She said that there's no doubt Kansas remains a worldwide powerhouse in agriculture. However, it's also clear that to keep our ag industry modern and competitive, they have to solve two major challenges facing them, water and workforce shortages. Workforce and water were the focus of the morning sessions at this year's AgGrow Summit. Governor Kelly shared actions her administration is taking to solve water and workforce shortages, including by making record investments in water-saving infrastructure and expanding registered apprenticeships. Guest speakers provided insight, and then attendees broke into groups for an interactive discussion on how they can work together toward solutions for these critical challenges. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said many of the initiatives that have contributed to Kansas's agriculture were the result of discussions at the AgGrow Summit. He said they appreciate the commitment of leaders and producers who take time to engage in active discussion about what can be done to drive growth and how they can collaborate to move agriculture forward to benefit the state of Kansas. For more about the 2023 Kansas Ag Growth Summit and the full Ag Growth Project, including materials that were shared in the day's sessions and a full list of the Kansas Ag Heroes, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/growag. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect after a standoff at a Northwest Kansas home. Just before 6 p.m. on Wednesday, police responded to a report of shots fired at a home in the 800 block of Harrison in Goodland. Officers heard active gunfire inside the home, and the suspect refused law enforcement commands to exit the residence. Police evacuated nearby homes and secured the area, and just after 7:30 p.m., police resolved the situation and made one arrest. There were no injuries, and police have not released the name of the suspect or the possible charges. Christy Davis, the Kansas Rural Development Director for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, announced that the USDA is making $21 million in technical assistance grants available through the Rural Energy for America program to help agricultural producers and rural small businesses access federal funds for renewable energy and energy efficiency improvements. Eligible recipients for these grants include state, tribal, or local governments, colleges and universities, electric cooperatives and utility companies, and for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Recipients can use the funds to help rural agricultural producers and small business owners apply for Rural Energy for America program funding, provide information on how business owners and agricultural producers can improve the energy efficiency of their operations and use renewable energy technologies and resources, conduct required energy assessments and audits, and help agricultural producers and small business owners plan, build, or develop renewable energy or energy efficiency projects. The USDA will give funding priority to applicants proposing to assist disadvantaged communities, applicants pursuing projects using underused technologies, and applicants seeking grants under $20,000. To learn more about investment resources for rural areas, you can visit rd.usda.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting for the Board of Education Unified School District 211 that was held on Monday, August 14th at 7 p.m., the regular meeting of the Board of Education was called to order by President Michael Terry, and seven members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy reflected on the first day back with the staff, saying that he's looking forward to a great year. Superintendent Roy introduced the 13 new certified staff members at the general session on Monday morning, and all three building principals said that they had great first days with their staff. Today, Friday, August 18th, is the first day that students will arrive, and enrollment is looking to be slightly higher than last year. Superintendent Roy then let the Board of Education know that the building principals have installed numbers on the outside of classroom doors for safety and security in case of an emergency, as this makes it easier for first responders entering the building during an emergency situation. And they will also be putting these numbers on the inside of the classrooms. Jeremy Hawks presented the state assessment results and plans to the board, and he also let them know that they are now accredited with KSDE through the KESA process. The district will also be working with Wayfinder, a social and emotional database, to help better meet the needs of students. Jeremy has been doing an amazing job with the state assessments in the district. Superintendent Roy informed the board that he will be forming a committee to continue recognizing an individual or business for the Stoll Appreciation Plaque, and he will update the board for approval when they are chosen. A motion was made by Ryan Katz and seconded by John Granberry to form a committee for the Stoll Appreciation Plaque, and the motion carried 7-0. A special meeting will be held on August 22nd starting at 6 p.m. with a goal-setting session. The revenue-neutral tax rate meeting will be at 7 p.m., followed by the budget hearing at 7:10 p.m. Superintendent Roy then provided information about the goal-setting session, including the current goals and potential goals, so the board could prepare for the upcoming meeting. Superintendent Roy discussed and presented the 2023-2024 proposed budget to the board and provided a list of projects to be considered in the future. And he's in the process of gathering information and collecting input in order to prioritize and plan for future improvements. Nurse Angie Alexander presented the Narcan policy and procedure that's in place for the district, and the board reviewed the policy as presented. Jamie Amlong then motioned to approve the Narcan policy and procedure as presented by Angie Alexander, and it was seconded by Jennifer Miller, and the motion passed 7-0. The wellness plan was presented to the Board of Education for a second reading by Jeremy Hawks, and Dina Winty motioned to approve the 2023-2024 wellness plan as presented by Jeremy, and it was seconded by Jennifer Miller, and the motion passed 7-0. After an executive session to discuss personnel job assignments pursuant to the personnel exception under COMA, the board returned to open meeting at 9:08 p.m., and Dina Winty motioned to approve the resignations of Kathy Brannon as the Eisenhower Elementary School cook and Lucas Melvin as a SAD sponsor. Jennifer Miller seconded the motion, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty motioned to approve the recommendations for employment for Caitlin Elzinga for foreign language, for Connie David, Roy Herman, and Sherry Vance for Eisenhower Elementary School cooks, and Tracy Delamont for a SAD sponsor. The motion passed 7-0. Jennifer Miller gave the NCK SEC update for the month, and the meeting then adjourned at 9:18 p.m. A visitation for Tom Hickert, 71, of Norton, will be held on Saturday, August 26th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton, and a private family interment will be held in the St. Joseph Catholic Cemetery in New Almelo. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton General Public Transportation and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated. Summer is beating down the door, and it's time to think about getting your vehicle in tip-top shape before you go out of town. Stop into Kansas Land Tire in Norton and have them help you with some of their many vehicle services. Brakes, exhaust, tire repair, lube oil and filter change, belts and hoses, engine tune-up, shocks and struts, radiator and cooling, air conditioning, steering and suspension, and more. Call Kansas Land Tire at 785-877-5181 and set up your appointment today.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says America's all wheat exports are projected to be 700 million bushels, the lowest level since the 1971-72 marketing year. That's a 25 million bushel reduction from the prior month's forecast. Despite an increase in hard red winter wheat production, exports are cut 25 million bushels to 165 million, the lowest level since bi-class supply and utilization records began in 1972 to 1974. U.S. exports of hard red winter remain uncompetitive on the global market, as shown by shipment and sales data. Hard red winter exports in June were 10 million bushels, down from 19.2 million bushels in June of last year. Using data for the Foreign Ag Services Export Sales Reporting, all wheat U.S. total commitments are about 6.4 million metric tons as of August 3rd, down 26% from the same point last year. It's also 37% below the recent 10-year average at this point. Hard red winter total commitments are 53% lower compared to last year. Organizations representing Pacific Northwest wheat growers in the U.S. milling industry are celebrating the latest Food for Peace donation of 28,000 metric tons of soft white wheat. U.S. Wheat Farmers, U.S. Wheat Associates, the National Association of Wheat Growers, and the North American Millers Association have partnered with the U.S. International Food Assistance Program for 70 years. Since 2020, America has donated more than 1 million metric tons of wheat and millions of dollars in food aid every year. The soft white wheat donation was grown in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. Wheat growers and the milling industry applauded the introduction of the American Farmers Feed the World Act last June. According to the group, it would put the food back into food aid by restoring Food for Peace to its roots as a purely in-kind commodity donation program and require at least half of all Food for Peace funds to be used to buy American commodities. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Registration is open for the Sunflower Fair, the Heartland's premier health and wellness event that happens Tuesday, September 19th in Salina. The Sunflower Fair, an information extravaganza featuring speakers and seminars geared for older Kansans, people living with disabilities and caregivers, will happen from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. To register, visit the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging website, ncfhaaa.com. The Sunflower Fair is a fun-filled day with good times and trustworthy and practical information for Kansans of all ages. Exhibitors will provide health screenings, COVID-19 and flu vaccines, hearing tests, blood pressure checks, and other important health information. This year's Sunflower Fair is paired with the first ever Sunflower Seniors Got Talent, an event that showcases talented older Kansans on the stage of Salina's Stiefel Theater. For the best rate, register for the Sunflower Fair in advance at NCFHAAA.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We've got very hot temperatures and high humidity coming up for most of Kansas this weekend, and it looks like that'll last well into next week. The National Weather Service is predicting dangerously hot and humid conditions. Temperatures well over 100 for all of central and eastern Kansas. We'll likely have an excessive heat warning issued later on today. If you're planning outdoor activities this weekend, be prepared for the heat. Even though we'll have high humidity, the combination of strong high pressure and hot temperatures will suppress the cloud cover and keep our precipitation chances to a minimum for the next few days. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is drifting off into the Midwestern states. A stationary front runs from eastern Colorado down through northern Texas and Oklahoma. That front will move eastward as a warm front overnight and early tomorrow, and that'll let hot air come in from the southern plains. We'll hit near 100 in the far western counties today with 90s in the east, but most of the state will see very hot temperatures tomorrow and Sunday. Our air temperatures going up between 100 and 105, plus we have the humidity with a heat index close to 110 for many areas. The front, along with a low-pressure trough, will cross the state early in the day tomorrow. Upper-level high pressure will stay in place over the plains for the next few days. We get sunny skies and low precipitation chances and little or no cloud cover through the weekend. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 90s and low 100s with upper 60s and low 70s overnight. Low to mid 90s in the north central counties, low to mid 70s for the overnight hours. Northeast, mid 80s to low 90s and around 70 overnight. Mid 90s and low 100s in the southwestern counties. Tonight we're in the upper 60s. Low to mid 90s south central and low 70s for the overnight hours. And in the southeast, low 90s today, low 70s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.